birthday weekends away, stag do's, international weekends, you name it, it seemed to fall last weekend. So we actually travelled to the game without five squad members from the week before, and with a couple of injuries that we'd picked up against Ampthill, probably seven light of what I would have liked to put on the field. That said, we started the game very brightly and again scored a great try out wide through Adam Knight. But unfortunately, just the size and the power of Sedgley Park then once they settled into the game meant that they were just carrying momentum on every ball carry and slowly getting through our middle and scoring. That said, we held out reasonably well until just after half time, and then we had a mad 20 minutes where they ran in several tries and really took the scoreline away from us. We did rally at the end and came back into the game, which was pleasing. And in that period, we managed to give some players a game that are coming back from injury, the likes of Jordan Street, Sam Jones, and Charlie Meredith played really well in the back line for us. So in a way, we found we've got three ready for this weekend, but obviously lost a few.
As regards to the players who were unavailable, as they're not on contract, I suppose it's just fact of life for a coach at this level.
Yeah, unfortunately so. You know, we haven't got the hold over the players to stop them doing that. It's just hope that, you know, peer pressure and the commitment to the club and what we're all about, you know, comes through. That said, you know, we have to cope with these things. And the week after Ampthill at home, where we've put in such a great performance, and a journey to Sedgley Park are also a very good, strong side, it might well be the weekend where we can afford to lose one or two, because we wouldn't have been expected to bring any points home from Sedgley anyway on paper.
I suppose the plus point is, assuming they're selected this weekend, that they'll be fresher for it, and you've got Birmingham Solihull here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our strength is that we managed to play with smaller guys, but we played 110% every week, and that's taken its toll on players already, you know, with little niggles and just getting tired. So like you say, if we get five fresh faces back into the team to lift the others and carry them through this weekend in what is a must-win game of the month, really, Birmingham Solihull here at Mortimer Park.
Yeah, you'd have looked at Ampthill and Sedgley Park and realistically would have thought, well, there's two very tough games there, but then with all due respect to Birmingham Solihull, you'd have looked at this one and thought, there's one we can get some points from.
Yeah, I mean, Birmingham seemed on the up last year, and I think their coaching staff quoted that they're looking to finish top three. Famous last words, as it were, because since then they've suffered injury and they're on the slide, and they're actually struggling to put any kind of results together. So it's hoped that, like, yeah, here at Mortimer Park, with the slightly wet track as it's going to be, we'll get the better hand of them.
Yes, football's equivalent perhaps of a six-pointer, this.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. It might just take us back into that middle bunch of teams and then tee us up nicely for Preston Grasshoppers away next weekend, who, of course, Preston in the past it's been a rather daunting place to go to, but they themselves are struggling compared with previous seasons this year, so it might be a chance to have a back-to-back victory and take 8 to 10 points out of the month.